It's the competition that all East Anglian writers would love to win, the East Anglian Book Awards. Not only does scooping the main prize serve as a well-respected honour, it's also both a huge publicity boost and a serious leg up in the book industry. Previous winner, Sarah Perry, went on to win the Bailey's Women's Prize for Fiction, and her book, The Essex Serpent, became a Waterstones Book of the Year. Now in their 12th year, the East Anglian Book Awards celebrate the outstanding literary culture of our region by recognising the books and the writers who have been shaped by and have helped to shape the culture of the East of England. Since the awards began, they have highlighted the work of almost 150 authors, 190 titles, and more than 90 publishers. And now the search is on once more for the best books from the East of England. The award partners are the Norwich-based National Centre for Writing, the University of East Anglia, Gerald, and the Eastern Daily Press. The National Centre for Writing is a literature development organisation based in Norwich, which is England's first UNESCO City of Literature. The National Centre for Writing at Dragon Hall promotes great literature and inspires communities through the power of writing, reading and literary translation, nurtures literary talent and hosts world-class events. Chris Gribble, CEO of the National Centre for Writing, said, "For the past 11 years, the East Anglian Book Awards have allowed us to celebrate and share our region's rich literary output. We know that in this, the 12th year of the awards, we're going to discover, read and enjoy some of the most outstanding new books from and about East Anglia, and we can't wait to receive the entries." Entries are for six categories: fiction, poetry, general non-fiction, history and tradition, biography and memoir, and the Mal Peat Children's Award. The prize for the overall book of the year is £1,000. Caroline Gerald said, "Having been involved with the East Anglian Book Awards from the start, I'm really looking forward to seeing this year's nominations. I'm always amazed at the range and the quality of the submissions and am already aware of some great books which will be eligible for this year's awards, and I'm sure that I won't be disappointed."